KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Hi, it's me, Tyler, from The Morning Show. We're here with a very special segment that we're going to do once a month for the next 6 months or so. And that's part of our fulfillment to the city of Laguna and to Laguna Beach in general to be a resource in the event of a major emergency or a natural disaster that has happened before in town that we hope doesn't happen again. But it's best that we know how to be prepared for that. So here in studio, we have the Emergency Management Coordinator of Laguna Beach Police Department, and that's Jordan Vilwalk. Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Hello. Good, Tyler. Thanks.
Good. Thank you. This is a really important conversation for us to have. You know, I told you personally that if there was an earthquake or whatever, I would feel like I didn't have all my ducks in a row. I didn't know. I wouldn't know what to do. My home is not best prepared. And I think a lot of people feel that way in town. So we wanted to do a series, a concise, you know, less than 30-minute talk right now about what people should be prepared for, and what hazards we do deal with in Laguna. So maybe I'll go ahead and start by talking about why this is a fairly dangerous place that we live in.
Yes, definitely. We face a lot of hazards here in the city of Laguna Beach, so it's really important to know what your hazards are before you can prepare for them correctly. So in Laguna, we have the hazards of flooding, as we remember from 2010, the floods in the canyon. Obviously, wildfires were surrounded by the vegetation. If you're coastal, if you live on the coast, you have the tsunami hazard as well. We all here in Southern California face earthquakes, landslides like we had in Bluebird in 2005. Anything along with a power outage is definitely a hazard. Those are what you really have to face here in the city.
And do you find historically that people really don't know what to do in those circumstances because they haven't had the right preparation or whatever it is?
Yeah. People definitely aren't always prepared for an emergency, and that's why we're doing this segment here to kind of talk about what you can do to be prepared. One of the main things that I want to discuss here is talking about how you can make a kit and how you can be prepared for your family and for your neighbors around.
Okay, great. And we will talk about that. I want to point out, by the way, that we want this to be interactive. We want people toward the end of when we're talking to call in and ask whatever questions you have. This is your opportunity to talk directly to the emergency manager of the city who's in our studio. He will answer the phone and he will talk to you. You can call us at 715-5936. You can also text in your questions anytime during this segment at 949-715-5936. Same number, and we'll be happy to get to those toward the end of the segment. So let's talk about some of those preparation steps. So making a kit, what does that mean?
Definitely, you want to make your emergency kit for your house. And what we say is that you need to prepare for at least 72 hours where you need to be self-reliant. So in this kit, it's pretty basic, but you want to go with the rule of thumb that you want to have a gallon of water per day per person. And make sure that you also include your pets with that as well.
Okay.
You definitely want to have 3 days of food supply. The non-perishable foods, the best to have if possible. And with that food, if you do have canned foods, make sure that you also store some type of can opener. In case you rely on that electric can opener in your kitchen, you want to have something
manual
you can use. Definitely. Also have a battery-powered hand crank radio, the NOAA weather radio, that also has the AM/FM capabilities so that you can stay in communication and understand what the emergency orders are during this disaster.
Okay. And batteries, I would imagine.
Definitely backup batteries. Also, we like to say with that weather radio to have the hand crank so you're able to use it whether the batteries die or not.
Okay. Where can you get something like that?
You can get something from Costco to online. You can search it.
Okay.
It's pretty simple to find out there. Also, a flashlight with batteries. If this is a flashlight that you don't use and every day, if you're going to store it in your kit or have it in a closet, that we say to put the batteries in backwards. So in the event of a disaster, you just switch the batteries around and that you know you're going to have that full charge for as long as possible.
That's a great tip.
That's why it's all in one location.
So I didn't even know that, by the way. If you put batteries in backwards in something, it doesn't take their charge away.
Yeah, not as much as it does.
Good. Okay.
Right away, yeah. Also, a first aid kit, because in case you are injured or your family's injured, you want to make sure that you're able to treat that yourself rather than using the 911 system that will be overloaded during a disaster. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple, but a whistle for help in case you get trapped, if you're in a landslide, that you can have that whistle. It doesn't use too much energy if you are trapped and that it will direct the first responders to where you are and that you need help. Also, some toilets, some garbage bags, plastic ties for personal sanitation if you're using it too, if you're, you know, without any type of service or utilities for that long. Definitely have some type of wrench or pliers to turn off your own utilities. Turning off gas in the event of an earthquake or turning off your water if there's a water leak, that's really important and something that a lot of people rely on the first responders or the fire or police department to come out and help. And during a disaster, we won't have the resources to be able to come out to that right away.
Okay.
It will take some time. Also, maps for Orange County, if it's something that you're not relying on, you're not going to have the power, or your iPhone might not be charged. And with that, I would also say to have some type of cell phone charger or car charger as well that you could charge your phone so you can communicate with your loved ones.
Could it be so severe in a disaster that there would no longer be cell service?
Yes, definitely. That could happen. And we try to tell people to also use text messaging because it uses a lower bandwidth that you're able to get those messages across rather than making phone calls, which might have an overloaded system.
Okay.
So definitely either send text messages, send emails, because when the network has availability, it will shoot out all those before you can complete a call.
Okay. What else?
That's pretty much on the really specific. You can obviously get these lists on readyoc.org, and you can see even more in depth, but those are the real specifics that you should.
Do you want to maybe one more time for people who just kind of caught some of that? That was a list of a full emergency preparedness kit that you should have in your home, that anybody should have living in this area. Just read all the items once more.
Yeah, absolutely. So you want a gallon of water per day, per person. Make sure you include your pets. Food for at least 3 days, non-perishable if possible. Your hand crank radio or battery-powered NOAA radio, which has AM and FM capabilities. A flashlight with batteries that you would put in there backwards. So in the event of a disaster, you just flip them back around, and then you'll have a fully charged flashlight. A whistle. Some personal sanitation items. Some type of wrench or utilities to turn off your utilities. Wrench or pliers. And then maps, and also a cell phone charger for your car, to where you can charge your phone.
Great. Now, do those kits come pre-made if somebody doesn't want to go through all the trouble?
Yes, absolutely. You can find them on Amazon. You can search those and they'll be complete.
Okay, excellent. And there's not something that's like city verified, or it's just whatever looks like it contains most of those components?
Correct. There's some big market retailers out there that will sell them. You'll find them on
okay.
on Amazon.
Great. Again, Jordan Vilwalk is in studio with us right now, the Emergency Management Coordinator of Laguna Beach Police Department. This is our first in a series of emergency preparedness courses that we're doing over the air. At the end of this, we'll take some questions on our phone line at 949-715-5936. I've already seen a text come in, and you can text in your questions as we do this throughout. Again, 715-5936 with any related questions you have to this topic. So we talked about how to make a kit. I imagine you would also want to know what to do. So family should have a plan, right?
Absolutely. Making a plan is the next really important thing to handle. Make sure you talk with your family, your loved ones, on what you're going to do in the event of a disaster. The biggest item with making a plan is to identify your out-of-state contact if possible. I know many of us probably have family or friends or relatives that live out of state. And during a disaster that affects Southern California, the lines are open for out-of-state calls rather than local calls. So if you're able to contact an aunt or a grandma that's out-of-state, and you can let them know you're okay, and then your family will also call that relative, and then you can communicate that way and as a relay service, because you'll be able to make those calls if you're not able to
communicate. Due to the tied-up cellular bandwidth
correct.
Locally?
Okay. Yes, local.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's really important to have for your plan. Also, make sure that you identify a neighborhood meeting place, if it's a local park, if it's a store, somewhere close by that in the event of a disaster or and you have to evacuate, that you'll have that location, as well as maybe an out-of-city evacuation location too.
Is that something you should actually get together with your neighbors to discuss, or is it
you
just
you could
really
discuss with your neighbors or your family if it's mm-hmm. somewhere that you guys go a lot, a park, maybe a school for one of them, that somewhere that if you're not able to communicate, that you'll go to there to check to see if they're there.
Okay.
Something that's really known to everybody in your family.
Okay.
So those are the three big things with making your plan. Obviously, you also want to know your evacuation plan for your house, just simply how you're going to get out. If you're on a second story, what your ways are to get out of that residence is important to go over with your family too.
Are there, I'm not sure if you're planning on discussing this or not, but for different types of disasters, are there particular things you're supposed to do? Like an earthquake, you're supposed to hold on to the door frame or whatever. In a tsunami, is there something else you're supposed to do, or you know, that sort of thing?
Yes, definitely. If you feel an earthquake and you're on the coast, if you're on the sand and you feel an earthquake, that you definitely want to proceed to higher ground is the orders that you're given.
Okay. What about in your actual home?
If you're in your home and there's an earthquake, you want to drop cover and hold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about if you see a giant wave coming your way and somehow you missed all the warning signs?
Then you run to the highest ground.
Okay.
Possible.
So again, higher ground is always safe. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So that covers the plan, and we've covered the kit. We should talk about now how people can get access to information, how can they be informed about these sorts of things,
That's the big key. You definitely want to take time and register all your contact devices in AlertOC. It's alertoc.com. You go in there, you can enter your cell phone number, your text number, your email address, and in the event of a disaster, this is how the city communicates with its residents to alert them of what's going on, what they need to do, if they need to evacuate, which routes to take. That's where you're going to get all that information. And make sure you sign up on all those platforms, your text number, your email, your phone, because in the event that the phone lines are clogged, that you can get the text messages and also the emails that go to you.
And that is that the same as the traffic alerts that we get in town, or is that a different line?
That's different. This system's only used for emergencies.
Got it. So, for example, I think I've been signed up for it for 2 years. Do they ever do a test or anything to confirm?
Actually, we are doing a test on April 7th.
Okay.
We're actually going to have the water districts, because they're an important piece to our emergency preparedness as well. Mm-hmm. They're going to test the use of AlertOC. So all the water districts in Laguna are going to contact the residents and pass along a drought message, as well as testing our ability to notify residents. So April 7th, I believe it's at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, everybody's contact number should ring.
Right.
It should also be mentioned that your house line or your landline, if you still have one, is already included in AlertOC. We purchase the 911 data from the phone companies. So we just want everyone to go on and add your cell phones, because obviously disasters can happen when you're not at home.
And I'd like to point out too now that part of the reason our partnership with the city exists here and the police department is that we strive to be an emergency resource too in the event of a disaster. And that's why you have that hand crank radio in your emergency kit. And if you live in town, we're the only station that's going to come in clearly. And we take on that responsibility, and we now have backup power to allow us to stay on the air when that happens. And FM is the most traditional, relied upon media when something like that occurs. So that will be our duty to help disseminate that information. With that, why don't we play some underwriting spots, play a song, and come back and talk a little more and wrap everything up. Again, people can text in at 949-715-5936. Any questions you have regarding emergency preparedness, Jordan Philwalk in studio, and we'll be right back on KX93.5.
KX93.5!
I'm Tyler Russell here from The Morning Show out of the deep recesses of my nap to talk to Jordan Philwalk, the Emergency Management Coordinator of Laguna Beach Police Department. It's our first in a series of emergency preparedness conversations that we plan to have on the air the third Monday of every month. So this is our first one. And so far we've talked about what hazards there are in Laguna Beach, how to make an emergency preparedness kit, and how to make a plan and how to be informed in the event of a major disaster in town, which we all know too well can happen in our beachside community. If you missed any of that, this whole segment will be podcast online. We'll also do a blog post that kind of highlights the main points at kx935.com, so you'll be able to listen to it on demand. And you can call or text in your questions during this segment at 949-715-5936. We already do have a few texts to get to, and please do keep those coming. So, hi, Jordan, again. Let's talk about, let's do the Jordan's Five.
All right.
So you have five main points.
Yes. If you take anything from this, it's the Jordan's Five, which is how you can be better prepared for a disaster. Make sure that you do have enough water for your entire family, enough food for your entire family. You have that communication tool, that AM/FM radio, cell phone that you can receive information regarding disaster notifications. If you have some cash on hand, have it in small bills, because the ATMs won't be working, so you can purchase some water, some basic supplies from the stores. And also that flashlight. Make sure you have those batteries in backwards.
Do we feel like a store might, in the event of a disaster, probably hand some water out? You never know, I guess.
Yes. But possibly.
Hopefully.
Hopefully they would if you don't.
I would hope so, CVS, if you're listening or whatever. Great. So do that one more time. Just hit all the main points of that.
Okay, the water.
Yep.
Make sure you have food, a communication tool, AM/FM, hand crank radio or battery powered, some cash and small bills, and then also a flashlight.
Excellent. The Jordan's Five. Thank you. So now there's something that the local people can do if they want to get even more involved in this, if they want a backpack of emergency preparedness goodies, if they just want to learn in general how to kind of organize their own force of preparation. And what is that called?
Absolutely. We have a CERT class, the Community Emergency Response Team. It's actually our fifth class that's taught by city staff. Begins on the 25th of March. Deadline to apply is this Friday. You can find the application on the city website. There you would just either email it or drop the application off at the police department. Or if you're having trouble finding it, just come into the police department lobby. They have the applications there.
Okay.
This class is a 25-hour FEMA regulated emergency response class where you're going to learn the basics such as emergency preparedness, how to fight small fires using a fire extinguisher, how to learn search and rescue, some basic first aid. And it wraps up with the last class being a drill your skills, where we actually do a little disaster scenario where everybody on the CERT team works in teams to, you know, combat and find rescuers, to find people that might need rescue. So
great.
It's a good class. It runs every Wednesday for 7 weeks, and then we end on a Saturday morning drill.
So it's only a couple hours each time.
Yeah, it's from 6 to 9 every Wednesday starting the 25th.
Okay, that seems pretty manageable for most people's schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope to gain out of that what? Like people that will kind of empower the rest of the community to be prepared in that way?
Absolutely. If they want to help out the city in the event of a disaster, we might call upon them if we have a large-scale disaster. But more importantly, to get out in their neighborhoods so their neighborhoods can be better prepared. These people that take the CERT class will be taught how to turn off utilities, how to fight small fires, how to organize people in the event of disaster. So our goal is to try to have some of them all over the city of Laguna Beach. So in the event of disaster, the neighborhoods can be a little bit more self-sufficient and be prepared and be able to help one another.
I think about that often. If something were to catch fire here at the radio studio, you know, we have a fire extinguisher, but I've never used one before. And I don't think most people have. So just cranking one of those things on and using it, I'm sure is something that's well worth learning how to
Absolutely.
Do. Yeah.
When it's in your hands, a little bit different than when it's sitting over there on the side of the wall.
Exactly. So again, stop by the city's, stop at the police department's office in downtown Laguna, or in fact, you can go on the website to find the application for the CERT class, and the deadline again is this Friday. And we will continue to mention that this week so people can sign up. So we're live with Jordan Vilwalk. He is the Emergency Management Coordinator of Laguna Beach Police Department. We're talking about all of the hazards in town and how to better be prepared for them as part of our monthly series on this subject. So let's get to some Q&A now, if you will.
Absolutely.
People have been texting in some questions, and I'll just kind of go through these in the order in which they were received. The first question is, what is the city's plan in the event of a tsunami?
Well, in the event of tsunami, like most hazards, you want to try to get away from the hazard. So if a tsunami is coming, depending on where the earthquake originates, that information will be passed on through the Alert OC system to the residents, and we will be passing on knowledge if you need to evacuate, if you need to stay away from the beaches or low-lying areas. But in the event of a tsunami, you definitely want to go to higher ground. So if you do live on the coast or if you are on the beach, you're going to want to evacuate to get away from that threat.
Should we talk about how a tsunami probably does not look the way most people think it does, aka a giant wave out your window, you know, like a movie?
Absolutely. And the thing with tsunamis also is that we usually have a lot of lead time to prevent any injury, because a lot of the will originate off the coast far away to where we have some time to to prepare. And because of Laguna's topography, we're protected, our coastline's protected by some high cliffs. So outside of the downtown area or Aliso Beach area where it's low line, there's not going to be too much impact.
Okay, great. Good to know. Again, our phone number, 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM. Anybody can text or call at this point with a question for Jordan. Your opportunity to talk directly to the Laguna Beach Police Department. So here's another. If we were to get rain like we did in 2010, what's the city done to prevent flooding in downtown Laguna Beach?
Well, one of the things that we instituted after 2010 was the ordinance to have a floodgate. So the businesses downtown are required to have floodgates. So if we are expecting a lot of rain, we can go ahead and use Alert OC to notify those businesses to use their floodgates to prevent extensive damage to the businesses like we had in 2010.
Great.
We've also installed a weather monitoring system. So we have rain gauges. We have cameras in the waterway. We also have soil moisture gauges. So when we've had a lot of rain, we have this as a tool to look up. And we also have cameras to where we can monitor what the canyon's doing. Because once the soil gets saturated, then it's not able to absorb anymore. And that's when that flooding can occur. So I think we have a little bit, a step ahead to be able to notify our residents if there is some danger with that.
And when we've had flood warnings lately, I've noticed that there's been sand available at various places, too, for residents and business owners, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can get the bags at any of the fire stations. They have them out front. And then you have to go get the sand from Laguna Building Supply.
Okay.
Or Ergonol Lumber.
Could you not get the sand from the beach? Is that a dumb question?
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
Okay, all right. So from Ergonol or Laguna Building Supply.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then one more text question. If businesses set up an evacuation plan, what's the first few things they should cover?
Well, you should definitely cover how you're going to evacuate, protect your employees, make sure that you also have those emergency supplies there in case you are stuck there for a little bit of time. I think that would be the number one thing. make sure everyone's on the same page.
So the kit we talked about should be both in homes and in businesses.
And absolutely maybe also in your car. Have a okay. go kit. If this happens when you're out away from your kit at home, you might not be able to return.
Right. Okay, great. Again, 949-715-5936. I got one more question, but it's funny, so I'm not going to go there. Okay. Jordan Vilwag, the emergency preparedness, emergency management coordinator of Laguna Beach Police Department. And again, this is a monthly series that we plan on doing here at the radio station, the third Monday of every month. And it will be podcast online at kx935.com. 30 minutes flew by. So thank you very much for your time. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up here?
Nope. I hope some more people join the CERT class and take that valuable information so you guys can help out in your neighborhoods and help your family in the event.
Excellent. This whole thing will be podcast online. We look forward to continuing to educate on this subject. And thank you very much for taking time.
Thank you, Tyler.
We're KX93.5. Here's the Mowgli's. Brian Hulse will take his radio show back in a few minutes.